Hello?
Hi, this is Rebecca. I'm returning a callback request from the 3 Day Blinds answering service.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
I've been, I don't know, for about a week I've been trying to get a hold of somebody on your line, or and I never get a call back. A couple of times I've left messages, or I've spoken to people at your answering service after I've gotten tired of waiting on the line so long for them to answer the phone. They never answer it. But are they? Do they even answer that phone?
Well, sir, this is a separate call center. We're actually a third-party answering service.
Yes.
So if you're getting calls over here and we're having a queue like we're having, I imagine that they're having high call volume. But I don't...
For 6 days, 7 days in a row? I mean, by then you'd say, hey, we've got to hire more people to answer the phone.
I would agree, but I don't work directly for 3 Day Blinds. They're a client of my call center.
Well, I've spoken to two people. Today it was a robo answer for your answering service. But I've spoken to a woman at your place, and the last time the man at your place, and one of them told me, the woman told me that they'll call you back within 2 hours, and then the man told me a couple days later, oh, they'll call you back in 72 hours.
Yes, sir, it's a 72-hour is what the script
here says. Maybe I
missed
the lady the first time, but I could never...
Considering
never
the lady that you spoke to the first
before.
Time.
Yeah, I've never heard the lady. I mean, I've never heard of a company or an answering service saying 72 hours.
I mean, this is the information we were given from 3 Day Blinds. What's the issue with your blind that you're having?
Well, I'm trying to order parts. Now, I gave the gentleman that talked to me from your answering service, I gave him parts, but I don't know if he did anything about it. I mean, he told me that parts people or somebody like that, or somebody from, not from the answering service, but from 3 Day Blinds had called me back, but I never got a call back.
I do apologize, sir.
I never got a call back from the woman
I'm trying to figure out if this is something that I can escalate for a faster turnaround.
I don't know. Do you want the parts numbers again?
Well, I don't have any of your previous information. It literally pops up with the form for us to fill out to get this information over to 3 Day Blinds Answering Service. Now, I just want to confirm I've got Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, and then I heard Schmitzer. Let's see if I got it right. I've got S-C-H-M-I-T-Z-E-R.
No, S-C-H-M-E-T-Z-E-R.
Oh, so close. Okay.
Yeah, that was close.
S-C-H-M-E-T-Z-E-R, and then I have 714-544-8886 for the follow-up number.
Yes.
Did you want me to include an email address?
No, not really. If I don't have to, I mean, if I really have to, I will, but if I don't...
It's fine. It's not... It's optional. Okay, and then...
I prefer not to leave my email address.
I understand.
But,
okay, and then what's the issue with the blind?
Okay, it's the valence. Okay, this is a corded... I found it's a... Now you can't even see the parts on their website. They tell you you can't order them online. You have to call the number that... Some 800, anyway, they have you call 3 Day Blinds, and if I hadn't written these part numbers down near the end of last week, you can't even get to the part numbers.
I understand.
You can't scroll down to them on their website. So I don't even know how people can even order parts over a phone if they can't even see the part numbers. But I'll be that as it may.
Everything
anyway,
just
this
a moment.
Is a. I don't know. This is listed as a standard. imported blinds pre 2014. And what I need is four valence clips. These are vertical blinds. They call it vertical valence. Naturally, the valence isn't vertical, but they call it vertical valence.
Okay. Clips.
And the part number of these valence clips is 05930-000
Okay.
-000
Wow. Okay, so I've got 05930-000-000
Yes.
Okay. So.
And I also need two. Now, these things, I don't know, maybe they were rotten or something. The thing came down on my head the other day. It's pretty long. It covers glass doors, however wide they are. What are they, 8 feet wide? Yeah.
Okay, so they're like the vertical blinds. You need two of the actual blind pieces?
No.
These are
valence clips.
Okay.
They're a plastic clip that just... On the top rail,
right.
They just clip on to the grooves in the top rail.
But you were saying you also need two more, and
I need four of them.
Right, I got the four valence clips.
What I think is two of them rotted.
Okay.
And then the valence, when it's not clipped in, of course it's front heavy. It wants to roll into the room. So when I was just I think probably one broke before the other and
gotcha.
Was probably cracked up there. And when the other one finally cracked I was just closing the blind with the cord and just a slight vibration. Then when the second one went, then two-thirds of it was like unsupported and that fell forward. And then when that fell down at one end, then the two clips at the other end, that one of them, it broke the standing part of it, and then the third one, it broke the top of the clip off. I mean, didn't break it off, but kicked it up to where it isn't closed anymore. So
okay.
All four of them are destroyed.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay,
so anyway, yeah. But these
right.
are little plastic clips that fit on top of the rail. The valence, it holds the valence on.
Yes, sir. So I just want to confirm. just to get accurate information over to the escalation team.
The other thing, when it came down then, it on a concrete floor, vinyl covered concrete floor,
mm-hmm.
then the two corner clips got broken on the valence. So, and those are part number, they gave an original part number, and then they said that part number is not available, so you replace it with a part number they give you, and the original part number, and don't write this down, it
okay.
was just 05182-000-000. The replacement part of it is 05182. -001-000. So the only difference in the two part numbers is in the middle 000 was changed to a 001, but I'll say that the replacement part that they tell you on your parts list to get for it is a 05182-001-000.
Okay.
call that a closed corner, and I need two of those.
Okay, so I've got that you need the four vertical balance clips, and then you also need two closed corner clips, part number 05182-001-000.
Yes.
Okay. Which
isn't a result of this thing just coming down, but I don't know if you still got them available or not, but there's which has been actually slipping for a long time. There's a gear on the end of the one of the linear rods that goes through the whole length of the thing, and there's a little plastic gear on the end of it that the bead chain for tilting, you know, for
opening and closing them.
The angle, mm-hmm. the angled blinds,
mm-hmm.
Goes through. It's been worn to where the beads slip in it, you know, unless you're holding both sides of the chain, holding it down into the little impressions they made for the
mm-hmm.
for the thing, and that they call it a tilt gear, gray.
Okay.
And that has a part number of 05290-235.
I'm sorry, did you say?
000.
I've got 05290-235-000.
Yes.
And that's a gray plastic tilt gear?
I don't know, it's about an inch in diameter, little plastic gear that is just held onto that rod, one of the rods that goes continuously all the way through the rail.
I definitely understand.
Now, on the end of it, and I don't know, it has a little thing called a star fastener to hold it on to retain it from slipping off the end of the rod.
Okay.
And I don't know, by the time that star fastener that's on there, you know, it's just a press fit on the end of it, you know, holds on by friction. It's not a screwed on deal or, you know, anything. It's just similar to a washer that has like little grippers in the middle of it to hold on the rod, a little flat round washer type thing. Because I think by the time that you take that sheet metal washer off, that's, you know, tapped on there or whatever, it probably won't grip anymore. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know if you know what I'm saying, but that retainer that's just, you know, holding on by friction of the thing is probably, by the time you pry it off of there, it probably wouldn't hold another one. So I don't know.
Well, when they reach back out to you from the escalations line, that would be something to discuss with them.
Yeah. Well, this,
so,
I know I need the gear in this. If they've got them, I'd just as soon get one it's called a star. I'll just give you the part number.
Okay.
Because I don't. Okay. It's a 05140.
Okay.
-000-000 called a star fastener.
Okay, star fastener.
Yeah.
And then I've got 05140-000-000.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other parts I need to list here?
No. Any what?
Any other parts that you're needing that I need to list here?
Would you say that again, please? I don't know if my phone.
Are there any other parts that you need me to list here that you're needing them to look into getting ordered for you?
No, that's all the parts. Just the one, the four valence clips. Now, on their little diagram there, they call those, if you want to write this off to the side on each one of those, they call that the valence clips. When you go to standard valences, which is, if you go to vertical blinds, if you go to on their website, this is information.
Oh,
it's number one. It's on vertical, corded vertical blinds. Pre 2014, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Then I've got that listed here.
Underneath that, if you go down, there's a sub menu under that. If you click that, and one is valences, vertical valences, or whatever they call them.
Got it.
And the valence, and the, under the. So, the. The corner the vertical blinds clip,
yes sir,
and the closed corners, there is sub menu of that of the blinds.
Yes sir, they will have that information where I'm getting your information.
Yeah.
Where I'm getting this over to. I just don't want you to.
Anyway, under the valences, they call those. They're the part number one on their diagram.
Okay.
The valence clips, and on their diagram, the corner clips are their part number two.
Okay.
Or part two, and then on the main menu of valence. Not valences, but vertical blinds, corded vertical blinds, pre-2014. The tilt gear, gray. That's a part number 24 under the valence. Thing, and the part number 15 on their diagram for the basic blind is. The star 15 is a star fastener.
Okay. I've got all four of those parts listed with the quantities and the part number. I'm actually out of room. I've reached my character limit for the message here.
Okay.
I'm getting this over to escalation.
I hope you can get that information to the parts people or something.
Yes.
Because I can't get through to them.
Right, and that's why I'm escalating it, because you haven't been able to get through to them, so somebody from 3-Day Blinds will reach out within 24 hours since I'm escalating it instead of just sending it over normally.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your help. I don't know. I was running out of things. I was even considering, hey, it looks like if I can't get a hold of them, and maybe I can just go down to their office on technology and talk to somebody that at least can tell me how to get my order to them.
Okay. Yes, sir. And I thank you for calling the 3-Day Blinds answering service. I've gotten this ported up. You have a great rest of your day.
Oh, thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye.